What's up?
Nothing. What's going on?
Nothing.
Good.
It's a good day.
Oh, yeah.
Nice day.
Beautiful. So far.
Yeah. Plenty of time to screw everything up.
Oh, yeah. It can change. In a blink of an eye.
Well, how are your how's your coloring book and crayons?
I love it.
Cool.
A little disappointed about the crayons. We've discussed it already. Mm-hmm. I like my sharp tips so I can make sure I stay inside the lines. But
I heard you like the tip.
I do like the tip. Just the tip, though.
Yeah. So for those who didn't listen to last week's show, Mike was upset about his trash service.
Very upset.
And my daughter, who was sitting in on last week's show, says, I need to get you a coloring book.
And she did.
But she wanted to get you a Hello Kitty one.
Hello Kitty, yeah.
And she couldn't find you a Hello Kitty coloring book, so she went with what she considered the second best option, which was Care Bears.
Care Bears, yeah. And it's got me right there. Grumpy.
How did the trash service work out? Maybe a topic for later?
Well, they called me Thursday, and they said, hey, give us a call back. Let us know. We spoke with the service yesterday, and they promised me that they would have yours picked up yesterday, which would have been Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
So I nicely called the lady back, and I said, well, I can send you a picture, but it's still full as hell. And she's like, are you kidding me? I said, no, I wouldn't shit you. It's still full. She goes, well, I'm going to call them and I'll get back to you. Well, that sons of bitches still didn't come till Friday.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then he pulls up and he apologizes. I'm sorry, we had a bad week last week. I said, how about the last two fucking times you missed? Get out of here.
Oh.
He was very nice, though. He brought the trash can all the way up to the front porch so I can go in the house and get the rest of the trash that's been piling up in my house for the previous week. And I still did one piece at a time, like I said I was going to do. Came out with like a empty fucking box. I'm like, ooh, here. Oh, I got another one. Went in there, grabbed another bag, brought it in. I said, ooh, I got another box. I was pissed.
Well, you can take your aggression out on the Care Bears.
I'm going to be coloring the shit out of them later. Okay. I might take it to work.
There you go.
Because there's actually activities and puzzles in here, too. So,
yeah, it's very engaging.
Uh-huh. I will definitely be telling Elena thank you, because this is great. And it's got tic-tac-toe. Oh, I'll be covered up at work.
Well, if you don't know, this is the Backwoods Bowhunter podcast. I'm assuming you know that, because you hit the play button to listen to it.
Yeah.
I do believe this is episode 45. I'm not 100% certain on that anymore.
45 sounds right.
Nobody gives two shits anyway.
Yeah, I can double check, but 45 sounds good.
And as always, Backwoods Bowhunter can be found at backwoodsbowhunter.com, on Facebook and Instagram, at Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast, yada, yada, yada. You can contact us via email at backwoodsbowhunterpodcast@gmail.com.
It is 45, just to be clear.
Cool.
Yeah.
I had that right then.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a couple of minutes, please take the time to leave us a review. Apple and Spotify helps the show. And we are, as always, proud to be brought to you by our friends at Scent Crusher and our friends at Huntworth Camo. And if you need new turkey apparel, get it before March the 20th and use the code TRKYM20 for 20% off through Huntworth.
Hmm. Very nice.
There you go.
I may have to investigate. How many weeks we got, Tim?
I don't know. Till what? Oh, we haven't got to that yet. The countdown tracker?
Okay.
You're a step ahead of me.
I'm sorry. I'm excited. It's a big day.
You're right. It is.
It is.
Anyway, TRKYM20 at Huntworth. That's 20% off, and that's good through the first day of spring, March 20th, which will be Sunday.
Yep.
So after we post this recording, you will have 2 days to jump on it for the listening audience.
2 days.
And also brought to you by RTS Sports Running and Hiking Specialty Store, bringing you the highest quality running gear, accessories, in the game. Check that out. RunToSucceedSports.com. Countdown tracker where you were heading.
Yep.
28 weeks till opening day.
Balloon tits. 197 days. We are officially under 200 till deer season.
Score.
Yes.
It's a big deal.
It's very, I'm very happy.
34 weeks until I go on rutcation.
Rutcation.
I would like to say that this is our final podcast episode.
Really?
It's really cool. Yeah.
Final?
Mm-hmm. Of the winter.
Oh.
Woo. When we record next week, we will officially be in the spring.
I thought you were firing me.
Not yet.
Okay, good.
I haven't found a replacement yet.
Shoo.
Once I get to a replacement, then I'll get to it.
My knowledge and the abilities I bring are pretty hard to replace, Tim.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Good
point. Not everyone can sit over here and look good and read coloring books.
Not everyone can sit there with as a Cubs fan, especially with a Cardinal troll staring at them every week.
I know.
And have a Care Bear coloring book.
I know. That troll really freaks me out. I'm going to find me a Cubby troll, and I'm going to bring him here, and I'm going to wrestle him one day.
See what happens.
Figure it out.
I do not have a Blue Line Badass of the Week nominee.
It's okay.
So I just nominate everybody out there in the police world. How about that?
Thank you.
Want to honor a friend or relative who's out there or has been out there protecting the thin blue line? Submit your blue line badass to us at backwoodsbowhunterpodcast@gmail.com and put blue line badass in the subject line so that I know what it is, because sometimes I get criticisms and I want to separate the two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to be clear.
And using this platform, we will honor those who are serving that line and doing the job.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I give them credit.
It's the mystical flight of the arrow traveling downrange, searching for its next target. The thrill of chasing the elusive whitetail buck as it slips through the tall oaks. The hair that stands up on your neck when you hear that long-bearded turkey gobble in the spring. It's our passion. It's our tradition. It's Backwoods Bowhunter. And now, it's time to go full draw with your hosts, Tim Jarvis and Mike Edgen.
Full draw in the backwoods.
Full draw.
We hit a new download milestone.
Are you kidding me?
I wouldn't kid you.
I'm telling you, we're just like the Jeffersons.
Now, apparently this particular milestone, there must be some sort of algorithm or something out there in the world that when you hit a particular milestone, that it tells everybody else in the world that you hit this milestone, because my inbox has been flooded with solicitations.
Really?
Oh, man. Hey, why don't you come over here and join us on this? Why don't you do this? Hey, we've got this opportunity. I mean, it's been a week full of those kind of emails since this has happened. So the only thing I can think is somehow or another they've got some program that says, hey, when these podcasts hit a certain number,
yeah,
let's start blasting emails.
Nice. Very nice. So
we did that.
I'm going to cry. Let me wipe my tear. Okay, I'm better.
All right. Well, Care Bears will do that to you. You know, I one of them I thought was intriguing until I read the details. So the guy reached out and even had a video associated with it. And it said that it's a community involving however many people. It was pretty vast, allegedly. And if you join up, they will find guests for your show that are geared towards your content. So if you're into basket weaving, they'll find you a basket weaving guest kind of thing.
Huh. May have to change our forum.
And they will pay you to have this guest.
Yikes.
That sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
So you're going to find me a bow hunting guest.
Yeah.
And you're going to pay me to have him on.
Hell yeah. That sounds.
So I looked into it, and of course there's a fee to join.
Yeah.
And the payment that you receive could be up as high. Keyword here is could go as high. It
could
doesn't mean it will.
As high, yes.
As $19.
Oh. Damn. It could reach that high. Could so reach it that could high. Be like here, here's be a like couple four quarters. Bucks. You know. Hey, here's 50 cents. Come on.
I'm like, no, delete.
Bring the guest on. Up to $19.
Yeah.
What was the service fee?
I forgot. I'd have to.
Okay.
I don't remember. Not it wouldn't really justify the.
Was it a monthly or like a one time?
Monthly.
Oh, shit. I bet it's over $19 a month.
I want to say it was 30.
I'll pay the guest 50 just, cents to come on myself.
I was going to talk about Bowhunters United in a little bit. And I was looking at their entry fee, so I may be mixing it up. One of them was 30 and one of them was something else, but yeah, nonetheless, I'm not paying you even say 20. I'm not paying you $20 a month to join this program that you might pay me $19 a week for the guests that I have on. Maybe.
Maybe.
And maybe $3 or, you know, $1.95 or
I guess it all ranges on your quality whatever. Of guest. You know what I mean? If you're getting like a top tier guy, you might get that $18, $19. But if you're getting like us, you ain't getting shit.
Rubbing nickels together.
They'll be like, hey, we got a guy who's just like you two idiots. We'll be like, great. Here, we're going to give you a check for 5 cents. It's going to cost you more to cash it. Yeah.
Yep.
I could see that.
So anyway, when this episode goes live, my daughter, who supplied you with that coloring book there,
yeah,
will be 16.
16. Jeez.
Man.
You're getting old.
I know. Trust me, I feel it. I ran twice yesterday.
Because you were feeling old?
No.
Oh.
Felt like I have outgrown the old high school football two-a-days.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even think they do that anymore in high school football, but
no, they don't even hit each other anymore.
When I was in high school, the football practices in the summer were two-a-days.
Yes, they were.
And so our running store, we host a group run every Tuesday night during when the time changes. So the spring forward season.
Yeah.
From the beginning of that to the point that it turns back again. We host a group run. I wasn't 100% sure if I was going to make it last night because I had some other obstacles in my way. So I decided I was going to run. I was going to do it early in the day. So I put my workload in, and then I was able to make the run after all. So I ran again.
Yeesh.
Two a day for me, and we're not doing that anymore.
No, I don't blame you.
I'm pretty sore. I was trying to walk up the stairs or down the stairs, actually, and my thighs were like, no, you ain't doing this.
Yeah, a little burny.
Yeah, you might want to scoot down. So nonetheless, she will be 16.
That's why I don't run at all, Tim. Yeah.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
16.
She's a good driver, but it still scares the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily her driving that scares me. It's the idiots out there on the streets.
It's her behind a wheel in general.
Yeah.
Not her, just her behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Scary.
It is scary. But it is what it is. Can't hold them back, right?
No. No. You get locked up for shit like that.
Did you see that we haven't touched a bow hunting topic here, but did you see, speaking of the time change for the group run, did you see that the Senate, the Capitol Hill Senate, not our state Senate, passed the bill that they've now sent to the House of Representatives to end the time change shit?
I hope so.
Pull the plug on it?
Leave it right where it's at.
I agree.
You imagine hunting season? Being able to hunt till 7 o'clock every fucking night.
You know what pisses me off about it though, is that if the House passes it, it's written to not go in effect until November of 2023. So a whole nother year and
that's goofy.
8 months or whatever.
Now here's the thing though.
From now,
at November 23rd, we would already have the next time change. So are they going to keep it at that one?
Yeah. So.
That's my
what they're saying is, yeah, what they're saying is if it passes this fall, this November, we will fall back again.
Yeah.
Time change. And then next spring, we will spring forward again, spring of 23. And then when fall rolls around again, where you would normally fall back, we're not just going to continue the spring forward time change. So okay. It won't change again. So basically, from now on, we would have two more changes, this fall and next spring, and that'd be the end of it.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Because it's silly.
But why, my question is, why fall back this fall? If you pass the bill, why, I mean.
Why even fall back?
Put it into effect. Let's go.
Let's get a nice long hunting season in. Plus, we don't have to wake up super early.
Exactly.
That's a definite bonus. I hate waking up at like 4 a.m., 3:30. That's horseshit. I like to sleep in till 5, get up, still be out for plenty of time.
Hey, amen.
Yeah.
And before we do talk anything actually hunting content, the boys of summer are back.
Yeah.
Baseball's back on the field.
Yep. They all stop being bitches, owners, players.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
So I happen to be a big baseball fan, so that excites me because my wife made it very clear to me that she don't know what the hell she's going to do with me this summer if we don't have baseball.
Man.
So it's good to see that we will have
baseball,
some sort of normalcy in the baseball realm.
You see who the Cubs signed today? It was either today or last night. No. They signed that big Japanese star.
Oh, I heard they were looking
something
at
something Suzuki or something. Yeah. There's no chance of me saying his first name right.
Yeah, I heard that they were.
Yeah, they got him.
Looking at him. Yeah.
They said that he was supposedly the face of the Japanese league for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Last time we got a Japanese player, he was shit. Fukudome.
Well, the Cardinals signed a Japanese player that was allegedly the face of the league, and it didn't turn out very good for us either. No. So
there's been a couple that came through.
I mean, initially,
Ichiro Suzuki was pretty
yeah, he was good. Awesome. But initially, our guy was good until the league figured him out.
Yeah.
And then it just went straight south from there. But
yeah. Well, that's how most of them are. That one came over, that one pitcher, I don't know if it was Chan Ho Park or whatever. He was unbelievable because his crazy-ass windup.
Mm-hmm.
One of those pitchers.
Yeah, that huge leg kick.
Yeah. And then once the batters kind of figured out his timing, he was shit.
Yep. It was game on from there.
But, hey, this guy's an outfielder, and we can use an outfielder. So I take that as a win. We'll probably win the division this year.
You think?
I think. I could almost say that with a straight face. Go Cubs.
I think the division is going to be between Milwaukee and St. Louis. As dedicated Cardinal fan as I am, I think Milwaukee's still going to win it.
Don't count the Cubs out. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I've pretty well done that.
We're sneaky.
I've pretty well done that.
We're sneaky.
You know what I think about the Cubs?
Yeah, but it's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That.
It's insulting.
Hey, they're from Chicago. I can't support them.
I know. I know your feelings, but God damn it. I have to.
I hear you. You got to do what you got to do. I ain't mad at you.
Like, well, we've discussed my Packer, you know what I mean? My love for the Packers happened because I completely gave up on football. I've never got that point with baseball yet. Football, there's only, used to be only 17 weeks, now there's 18. But the Bears were always out of it by like week 5, week 6. It was like, well, this season's over. What are we going to do next year? Baseball, they're in it all the way to the last month. Even if you're 20 games out, it's like, hey, we can go on a 15-game win streak, first place, and go on a 15-game losing streak. We're right in it. So you never give up on baseball until you're mathematically out. Football, them fuckers were out like week 4, the Bears, and I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done watching football. And then I saw the Packers, and it was like a freaking little halo came over my head, and it was like, you know, had the angels in the back going, oh, and I said, football's again. And here I am today, loving my Packers.
Ever tell you how I became a Packer fan?
No.
My wife was always a Packer fan, and the reason being is because...
She's smart.
Yeah, that. And okay. She used to babysit way back when, a doctor who's not here anymore. He's now in Seattle, but they were in the Carbondale area. That she didn't babysit the doctor, but she babysat
hello.
The doctor's kids.
Now we know how she got in the medical profession, Tim.
Right.
No schooling at all.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Is there any more doctors that need babysitting? I'm looking for a new career, Tim.
That family, it was big Packer fans. And so she, in turn, decided she was going to be a Packer fan. So I actually followed the Rams because they were in St. Louis. So,
yeah.
And I, not super hardcore Rams fan. I enjoyed watching
local
football, and I didn't really have a specific team per se, but I followed the local team. So
I got you.
When they left,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, I need to follow somebody, and she's a Packer fan. I might as well be a Packer fan. And then the opportunity that I had to go to Lambeau Field sold me on it.
Yeah.
Because that's an experience that any football fan, regardless of team, should do.
Yeah.
Go to Lambeau.
I told you that's our game plan this year, but I looked yesterday and I think the schedule doesn't come out till May.
Yeah.
So I've got to wait till May. Then I can make my plans to go to this damn game.
Right.
They've got who they're playing, which is blows me away. You can see all their opponents for next year. You just don't know what day they're playing them. I don't know. Just put this shit together. Let's get it done. Yep. I'd like to get my tickets.
What the hell else are they doing?
Yeah. I don't know. They got nothing else to do. Put the schedule together.
You'll find it awesome, man. It's one of those places. There are a few places that I've ever been that you, not only do you see and feel or see the history of it, but you feel the history of it. You can just feel it. There's that vibe in the building that you just know, you know.
I get excited just looking at the outside, like when they like on Monday night football or Sunday night and they pan, you know, the front of Lambeau. It's like, oh, the overhead view with houses like right next door. I'm like, this is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It is awesome.
I can't wait to go.
You'll enjoy it.
And we got Rodgers for another 4 years, so that's always good. The money I'm not so excited about.
Yeah. To what, 200?
Yeah.
200 million?
To the tune of 200 million for a 38-year-old. Props to him.
No doubt. If you can get it, get it.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't cripple the rest of the team. Well, we can't sign this guy, can't sign that guy, but we got Rodgers. Who's he going to throw to? Nobody. Because now Davante Adams says he ain't playing for the franchise tag.
Mm-hmm, right.
I was like, you little bitch. Get the goddamn uniform on and get out there. You guys fell short this year, again. Time to man up and make shit right. Next year, bitch. Next year, cry.
He's an important piece to that, too.
He's very important.
Yeah. Very, very, very
important. Yeah.
As far as history goes with that, though, you know, the only other place I've been where I've truly felt... familiar with the Cumberland Gap?
Yeah.
So you have the mountain range separating Virginia into Kentucky, and way back in the 1700s, you know, there we had the Cumberland Gap that Daniel Boone traveled through, and I've had the opportunity to walk that entire trail, and you can just, the history that's there, you can just, when you step on that trail, you just feel it, you know, the Native Americans that traveled through there, all of the settlers and the Daniel Boones of the world, you know, it's just... It was awesome, and that's kind of the same vibe I had at Lambeau. But
have you ever been to Wrigley?
I have.
You get that vibe there.
Yeah.
It's an awesome park.
I am very not Cub fan, but I thought Wrigley Field was awesome.
It was.
It was fantastic.
It's a neat little place. I like it because most of these fields today, they like make their park a goddamn amusement park. You know, oh, come in here. We've got this going on over here. We got this going. Wrigley's got urinals and hot dogs. That's it. There ain't none of the activities to do. Hey, come to this room. Look at our museum. Look at this. No. Go in there and buy yourself a damn hat. Take a piss. Get a dog and go watch the game. That's all you got. They don't have all that fancy bullshit. I love it. It's baseball. And they still sell out. That's why I like it. It's baseball. It's not like, oh, we're going to bring the kids because they can go on the Ferris wheel in center field. No. Bullshit. No Ferris wheel. No. You're going to go get a hot dog, take a whiz, and watch some ball.
It's one cool thing about the Cubs. Cardinals are the same way. There's other teams around the league that, regardless of the quality of team on the field, fans are there.
Yeah.
they're loyal,
first or last.
Loyal fan bases,
I call it dumb.
What you doing prepping turkey season, man? You're getting closer and closer.
We're getting there.
Every week we talk about it, and seems like you haven't quite put that, just the extra little wheel in motion yet.
Well, we're actually putting a wheel in motion this weekend. I'm not sure if we're going Friday morning because we want to get out and try to do some crappie fishing. But we're either going to do it Friday morning or it's going to be Saturday, Sunday morning. We're going to go out to one of the fields that we're planning on hunting that we've seen turkey in. We're going to get out there and hit a couple box calls and maybe scratch a little and see if we can get some turkey wound up, maybe answer back, see if there's any movement. But, yeah, we're going to go out and actually try something this weekend, see what we got going on.
Which spot are you planning to chase them on? Like your dad's property or your Thompsonville property? Or are you going public? Or what are you doing?
It's public land.
Okay.
Yeah, it's out by Wren Lake. We may go to my dad's one day too, because we're looking for a second place, because we've got, you know, I've got 4 days off in a row for it, so I don't plan on sitting in the same place. So we're going to go out there one day, and he's got, we've had some on a trail cam from last year on my dad's property, but you know what I mean? We really haven't ever hunted there and tried to call him in over there, so.
Yeah.
But it's public land out by, it's actually closer to Wayne Fitzgerald where we're looking to go. But we're going to go out there and we're going to sit down and we're going to hit the old box call, the little see what happens. I'm not using my mouth because that's...
I hope you do it a little better than that.
Absolutely, I hope so. Yeah.
Have you figured out where they roost anywhere? You had any of that?
Not really. Oh. No. We've seen fields where they're at, so we kind of have an idea because it's early when they're out in those fields.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get out there, maybe we can see which way they cluster in from. But there's a couple decent fields that have had some activity in the mornings.
Have I ever told you the best way to kill a public land turkey?
No.
I hit him two good whacks with it. That second one just plumb near cut his head in two.
I'm going to try.
I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah. I'm going to plumb cut his head in two.
Well, with a gun. Hope it works out. Get your ass out there.
Yeah. Scout him out. I'm ready to go.
Got you a new seat and everything. You got to get out there.
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty sweet seat, too. I do have a joke for the show today at some point.
No, go ahead. I'm getting ready to move into the commercial, so you go right ahead and tell it.
Okay. Here we go. So, Biden was asleep in the White House. He woke to see Washington's ghost. He asked, George, how can I make this country better? Washington said, be honest with the people like I was. Biden went back to sleep. He awoke again, this time to see Thomas Jefferson. He asked Tom, how can I make this country better? Jefferson said, love the Constitution like I did. Biden fell back asleep. He awoke this time, President Lincoln. And he asked, Abe, how can I make this country better? Lincoln replied, go see a play. I love it.
What'd you mean?
Shut up. I was so proud because I told that joke to Jimmy. He's 12. And he laughed. He knew exactly what that meant. And I'm like, at least you're paying attention in school, you little shit.
Right. Sometimes.
Yeah. And I told it to my wife, and she just kind of looked at me. And I said, go see a play, Abraham Lincoln. She's like, oh, my God. I'm like, holy shit. I said, Jimmy got that, just to be clear.
That's funny. Oh, hey, like hey, everybody out there. Check out Bow Hunters United if you can. You can join as, I'm going to butcher my damn whole commercial here. You can join for as low as $30 a year, which gets you a bunch of incentives that you can find on their website, bowhuntersunited.com. I have on one of their t-shirts.
I did see that.
I really like their shirt. I also have their hat. I don't recommend you buy it if you're like me anyway.
Is that the brim one that won't bend?
I can't bend that damn hat to save my life. I swear I could put it underneath my tractor and fold it in half and then drive off of it, and it will instantly go right back to its original shape. Just kunk, flat bills it can get. And I do not do flat bills.
No.
So buy the t-shirt.
Does anything come with the spot when you buy the $30 thing? Do you get a free shirt?
I'll tell you here in a second.
Okay.
Because I forgot. Who is Bow Hunters United? They are Bow Hunters, a national organization that makes a difference for current and future bow hunters. They unite the community of bow hunters no matter why, where, or how you participate. Promote a positive image of bow hunters, focus on conservation efforts, celebrate the lifestyle, and advocate on behalf of all the bow hunters nationwide. They are owned and operated by the Archery Trade Association, ATA.
Okay.
And if you join today for $30, you will receive a membership card.
Nice.
Got to have that.
Yeah.
A vinyl Bow Hunters United logo, decal, and sticker. I didn't get that.
Wow.
Bastards. 10% off all of Bowhunters United merchandise.
Okay.
25% off of DeerCast Elite subscription. That's the, have you seen DeerCast? That's the Drury Brothers.
Yes, created yes, that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. A free Hunt Stand Pro subscription. I don't use Hunt Stand.
I thought you were going to say a free Hunt Stand. I'm like, sign me up right now, Tim.
50% off of all Sons of Archery product. I mean, sorry, Huntwise. I'm butchering the hell out of this.
Hey, I know how it feels.
Bowhunters United, I'll give you a redo next week. 50% off of the Huntwise app and 10% off all Sons of Archery products.
Hmm.
That's what you get.
Huh.
If you join at the $60 a year, that's when you get free merch.
Oh.
So there you have it.
Unless you're tracking the blood trail on a whitetail, tune in for more of the Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast.
Well, that was a horrible reading of a commercial, but check them out at bowhuntersunited.com.
Starting to sound like me, Tim.
No shit.
That's embarrassing.
Oh, mercy. Let's tone this down a little bit. So, I did receive a email, and yet again, I forgot to write the fella's name down. He wants to know why we have two show intros, and I'm assuming he means we start off with the music at the beginning, the banjo music, and then have the actual kickoff. Hey, this is Tim and Mike, and we're idiots.
Yeah.
You reply how you want. My reply is...
Because it's cool.
Why do you give a shit?
It's cool.
And just because I may have a third one.
All right, Dan.
Yeah. We may throw a third one in.
So that was our feedback of the week. Oh. Why do you have two show intros?
Because it's badass. When you're loaded with this much badassery, you can't put it with just one song.
No.
And plus the other one was written for us. You know what I mean?
It was, yes. Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
We have to have that.
We have to. You can't tell somebody, hey, thanks for writing an intro, but we're not going to use it. Stick it up your ass. That's disrespectful.
So it just so happens I am working on an intro for the show that's a little different, but we're still going to have two.
Yeah.
Because the banjo music ain't going nowhere.
No, and it's short.
Yeah,
it's like, 20 seconds. 15, 20 seconds? Yeah,
20 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
So
if you could listen to our shit for an hour, the least you could do is listen to damn 15 seconds of banjo music. I mean, that's the best part. I do like the part where it says, your host, Mike and Tim. I love that. Tim and Mike, however they say it. But yeah, I mean, they throw last names in. I'm just hitting the cover of it. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's Tim and Mike, just for the record.
I messed it up on purpose, maybe.
Oh, goodness. You know what we haven't talked about in a while? Bacon.
Oh, my God. That was it was our whole show for the first 20 episodes was bacon.
It kind of fell off the radar for some reason.
Bacon and Screwball.
And
we haven't had Screwball.
That'll
in a while.
Be a good kick off the spring type of thing next Wednesday.
We have to have Screwball.
You know what else I'd like to do too is if we can have Todd call in and let's try to check in on him and see what he's doing, getting ready for hunting season, and we can see how it records.
Hell yeah!
All right,
we'll get the Great Gatsby on here next week. He'd be more than honored.
Cool beans. What does bacon have to do with anything? Really, nothing other than let's get your eat on. We both enjoy getting our eat on.
Mm.
Here.
Reckon what you like to eat in there?
Bacon.
I found this recipe. Whoa.
Holy shit.
I found this recipe. It was from Field and Stream, and I'm going to try it. What is Instacure? You do jerky. What is Instacure?
Instacure?
Yeah, it's called Instacure.
I know what Cure is.
Later too, but
I don't know about Instacure.
So I found this recipe that I wanted to share, and I'm going to try it, and I'm also going to video it. But bam. Dropping hints.
Video you playing with your meat?
Dropping hints here.
Yeah?
Yeah, playing with my meat.
Are you inviting me over, Tim?
It's my meat. I'm going to play with it.
Are you inviting me over? Is that the hint that I'm not catching on here, Tim?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, I'm not inviting you over.
Son of a bitch.
Once a week's enough.
A lot to deal with.
We've talked about recording stuff.
Yeah.
There's the hint.
Okay. Let's do this.
I found this. It's called Bourbon Cherry Chipotle Venison Jerky.
Holy shit.
Bourbon Cherry Chipotle. All three things that I really enjoy. Five things there. Bourbon, cherry, chipotle, venison, and jerky. Can't go wrong with any of them as far as I'm concerned.
I would almost say that's a trifecta, but trifecta would only be three. So that's a fifecta.
The fifecta here is the ingredients is the venison roast. So okay. It's calling for a 1.75 pound, which, whatever.
Yeah.
A half a teaspoon of Instacure. So that's the one that I'm not familiar with.
I'm almost thinking it's got to be just the regular cure.
Well, and I'll get into the where it falls in line here.
Okay.
1 cup of bourbon. You may notice I have plenty of
options. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Yep. I have plenty of options when it comes to that.
You've got a few.
15-ounce can of dark sweet cherries pitted in heavy syrup.
I like syrup.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Especially the heavy syrup.
Now, these are good. I used these in my chili recipe. It made it a little warm, but a 7-ounce can of chipotle peppers and adobo sauce. They have that at the Kroger.
Is that in one can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're really good, flavorful, but they do kick up a heat a little bit.
Okay.
Freshly cracked coarse black pepper, no problem, and then oil spray for your dehydrator. Those are your ingredients. Hmm. Now, it says trim your roast to 1/4-inch strips. So, getting your jerky size here.
Yeah.
Place them in a mixing bowl, and this is where you add the Instacure.
Okay.
Mix with a spoon or spatula and set in the fridge to cure overnight. That's twice that's done that now.
Fucking Poppy. Weird. Oh, Poppy.
Up to 24 hours. Make sure we're still recording here after that pop.
Yeah.
Still ticking.
Okay.
Get back to where I was here. Hang on. Okay.
Don't cancel us.
Nope. So you're curing the meat, apparently. And then you're going to make your marinade. So bring your bourbon to a boil in a saucepan. Lower the heat, simmer till it's reduced by half, and then turn off your heat. Add the cherries along with the syrup and the can of chipotle peppers along with the adobo sauce and blend thoroughly.
Okay.
Come together so far.
Yeah.
Then add your cured venison that we've trimmed into that mixture and allow that to marinate overnight up to 24 hours. So we're 2 days into this process here.
2 days so far.
Yep.
That's a lot of recording, Tim.
Well, you know,
we're going to probably shut down the YouTubes.
We're pulling all-nighters, man.
Yeah. I'm just moving in next weekend.
Spray the dehydrator.
Going to Tim's. We're cooking.
Spray the dehydrator with the cooking oil. See, there's this thing called the power of editing.
Oh.
Yeah, you just
we're not going to record. You
piecemeal it all together.
I got you. I thought we'd like have the
camera. We're not laying down sleeping bags or nothing. I mean,
we could set the camera up in the fridge and watch it cure overnight.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to sleep next to you.
Bible says two men ought not lay together.
They ought not to. I mean,
you got to go by what the Bible says.
Okay.
So you're going to spray your dehydrator with cooking oil to avoid sticking, and then place the venison strips on the trays. Dehydrate the venison for 2 hours. At 150, that's 50 degrees. Mm-hmm. Then for another 4 hours at 140.
Okay.
And if you prefer it to be a little bit more chewy, shorten the time at the 140.
Okay.
Bam. Package it.
Here's my theory.
Yeah.
Or my question on it, maybe.
Well, it sounds pretty good.
It does sound good. But I'm wondering, I always make mine with the jerky gun. Mm-hmm. So I take the ground meat, mix my seasoning up, let it sit overnight. But I would put the cure in with the seasoning at the same time and let it sit overnight. And then the next morning I make it. What I'm wondering is if you could do the same thing. Get the hamburger meat all ground up, mix in your cure, and then just pour that right in there. Make your mix and then pour that into your meat. mix your meat up and let it sit overnight.
I don't know why not. And
I think it would have more flavor to it.
You know what would make a good video?
Side-by-side comparison.
Do them both ways and taste test them.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah. All right, that's the video.
It's going viral.
We're doing it.
It'll be viral.
It'll have to be. Speaking of viral, my wife and my son.
Yeah, are they contagious?
Well, no, they just had the viral because COVID's over. Yeah. My grandson and my daughter had a viral infection, not COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife got the viral infection.
Mm-hmm.
And none of it was COVID. We beat it. It's over.
Every viral infection I've ever had, that, you know, penicillin's a good cure for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told my wife it would be sex because she had a sore throat. I said, you know, it takes care of that. And she told me, shut the fuck up. I was offended. I was very offended. I was going to tell her Halls.
So she's back to being mean to you, it sounds like.
Just that one day. Because I tried to be sexual, she said.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
You can't be doing stuff like that.
No. So, yeah.
I've been hornswoggled.
Foghorn Leghorn tells us it's time to dry fire your bow.
What do you got?
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah.
Chainsaws. So I completely...
I did see a group of them out there.
I completely forgot and skipped over it earlier in the backwoods, the number one topic that we actually came here to discuss today. We didn't even talk about it. Read right through it. Oh, goodness. That's why we are amateurs.
But we did hit a new milestone, so eat it.
Last week... Well, I'll eat it. I don't care.
Okay.
Last week... After the show, since it was spring break, my daughter and I got on the side-by-side, and we started on the trail, clearing and cutting and you name it. And we made a pretty good clip. I would say we went, gee whiz, I bet we went 3-4 tenths of a mile through the woods, making our trail, clearing where we want, and doing what we need to do, right? Well, I got to a section that was a little bit more dense. So I had been out there. I had a hedge trimmer. I've got one of those battery operated that cuts off little small limbs and cleans up the brush across the bottom of the wood floor, yeah. You know. What am I looking for there? The not wood floor.
Beater?
No, it's a hedge trimmer.
Oh.
And it trims off your shit at the base.
I got you.
The base of the woods.
Yeah.
Down on the floor. Anyway. I know what the hell I mean.
Oh, shit. Yeah, everyone else does too. We all got it, right? Wink, wink.
It's a good show.
Wink emoji.
And then I've got the clipper ones, yeah. You know, so we can trim the limbs and stuff above our heads and get a little sunlight coming down to through the canopies there. And what else did I take out there? Oh, I had an axe just to kind of chop up some of the smaller limbs and trees mainly.
Yeah.
The ones that were slightly too big for the hedge trimmer to cut in half, I brought the axe for that reason.
Okay.
Then we got to a section where it was more dense. So we were going to have to take out some bigger trees to make it work.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Sometimes you have to.
I have two steel chainsaws. Very nice steel brand chainsaws. Take them out there, and I crank, and I crank, and I crank, and I crank, and I can't start the sons of bitches. I spent a good half hour trying to just... freaking start these damn things, and nothing. Couldn't get them going. So I was pissed, and we had to call it an evening because she had to go to volleyball practice. And I was pissed because I knew once we got through this little dense area,
yeah,
we got into another area that was a little bit more open, and we could have made
some good progress.
Really good headway through there.
Yep.
Got paused, caught up. So I haven't had a chance to troubleshoot them since then until this morning. So I drug the chainsaws out this morning, and I pulled that son of a bitch up on that tractor tire right over there, put it on choke like I do all the time, hit the little button that you have to hit to start it, mm-hmm. and then pulled it. First pull, boom, fired right up.
Hmm. Wow.
Yep. That's my dry fire.
That sounds about right, though. Shit like that always makes me mad.
Yeah, and when I go either today or tomorrow, when I go back out into the woods mm-hmm. to continue said work, it probably won't start.
No.
We'll see.
That was your one go.
Yep. That was my chance. I should have taken off.
I should have ran like freaking Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Right. Just took off above your head.
Right.
Got to get the tree. Yeah, that's what you should have done.
So that's me.
It's okay. I'm glad it started, though, for you.
Yeah, I'm glad it started, too. Now, we'll see what happens later.
Later when you bring it in the woods.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that really dry fires my bow this week is getting old. Pains.
And you're having some pains,
this
man.
Back thing is...
It's not good.
Beating my ass. It's pissing me off.
More than back, though, isn't it? It's back and
well,
neck.
Well, it's in my back, but it goes into my neck, down my arm, and down my lower side of my back. The other day, Jimmy was sitting next to me at the restaurant, and I don't know what the hell's going on, but it makes my muscles contract in different places. Like, it's either my chest or my tricep or my lat. Well, he was sitting next to me. We're in a restaurant, so we're right next to each other. And he goes, Dad, knock that off. Stop. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And then I realized my lat muscle was contracting. Like, and he was sitting next to me, and his side was touching my lat, and it was contracting. And I said, what the hell? And it was doing it that much, and Kelly reaches her arm around, and she puts her hand there, and she feels it. She's like, that's weird. I'm like, yeah.
That is weird.
Mm-hmm. It just goes crazy.
Man, oh, man. They send you your AARP card, and then the next thing you know, you're falling apart.
I know. And now this crazy lady's talking about giving me freaking acupuncture. And then she looks at my tattoos on my arm. She's like, don't tell me you're afraid of needles. Yup. Sure the hell am. I don't see a needle when you're tattooing me. All I see is a gun in your hand. I hear a buzz, and I usually close my eyes. I don't really want to watch it. You know what I mean? I just lay there and enjoy. Wait till it's done. And then she's like, well, you'll be on your back or on your stomach, and you won't even know that the needles are coming. I'm sure the hell I'm going to feel it jabbing into my back, especially if it hits the spot that hurts on my back. I'm sure I'm going to feel that. I look like a damn porcupine, all these damn prickles hanging out of my back. I'm going to tell her she's got to take a picture, though. We could put it on once we get the old YouTubes going, we'll put a picture of my porcupine back.
I think Mary had that done. Not on it was like maybe on her calf. I'll have to ask her about that.
Yeah.
She went to, he's right down the street from my store. It'll come to me later. It doesn't really matter for the show. She went to him to work on something, and it wasn't even her calf that was bothering her, but he said he needed to treat the calf to take care of what was bothering her.
Really?
Can't remember what it was now. Anyway, I think.
Did it work?
I think he did. Yeah, but it took more than one session.
So they're going to have to stick me more than
and,
one time.
And he told her that several times. You know, he made it clear up front. He's like, don't expect a miracle from the get-go. We're going to have to do multiple sessions of this in order to fix it. You just have to hang in there with me. Bear with me.
Son of a
bitch.
So
she did, and I'm pretty sure it took care of it.
Well.
So something for
you. I have till tomorrow morning to decide.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow's just my next visit.
The other way to word that is you have till tomorrow morning to talk yourself out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, she wore me out pretty good yesterday. I had to go show my wife before I went to work that I was already bruised. This way, when I came home bruised, she didn't think, you know, hey, this fucker's up to something.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was like, hey, look what she did to me. And my shoulder was all bruised up. I mean, she was digging. She's like, does that hurt? I'm like, yeah. She's like, where's your pain level on a 1 to 10? I'm like, it's damn near 7.
Yeah.
This is hurting. And then she stopped. But I don't know what she was doing. I swear it was like Mortal Kombat. Like she was actually through the back of my back and she was grabbing my heart, getting ready to rip it out before I stopped her. She'd have pulled it out and held it up. Thump, 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 thump.
She was trying to give you a blood eagle.
Yeah.
You ever watch the Vikings where they did the blood eagles?
No.
It was basically they
pull the heart out?
From the back side, they cut like an eagle shape in your back and then reach in and...
She was trying with her hands. I'm telling you, though, her hands, that woman is strong as hell. I don't want her to punch me. So if she wants to do acupuncture, I'm probably not going to argue. Because if she can squeeze my back that hard to bruise me, win. You do what you got to do.
Yep.
If it's going to prevent you squeezing me so hard that my nipples hurt on the front, yeah. You do what you got to do. Ping, ping, ping. Call it a day.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
So what you're saying is...
Still don't like needles.
If you're going into a fisticuffs Donnybrook, you want her on your team.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. If the old apocalypse happens and zombies are there, She's coming with. You all take right. The big one. I'll get the small one.
So next week, are we ready to get out of here?
Sure.
Okay. Next week, there's going to be a couple changes. We're going to have a video feed going on in here. That's what I was hinting towards earlier. So check it out on the upcoming Backwoods YouTube page. There'll be a video feed. And
I'll have to make sure my hair's done.
But yeah, work on that.
I don't want to look bad.
And we'll see if we can't get Todd on the line and incorporate him into it a little bit somehow.
Bring the old Great Gatsby in.
Bring him in. And I would like to go a little dive deeper follow-up because I'm still aggravated and pissed off about it, the whole how trail cameras aren't considered ethical. And I'd like to kind of touch on that a little more because I'm still not satisfied that I've put out my opinion well enough.
How mad you are?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that a little bit.
I'm down.
Otherwise, y'all know what to do. Grab your bow and get after it.
Get the kids out.
Thanks for listening to another Backwoods Bowhunter episode of Badassery. Didn't get enough? Climb down out of your tree stand and get ready for another epic episode next week. Tim and Mike will take you back downrange for more bowhunting content.